Do you want to start this time?
I don't know.
What? Because last time, okay, here's the thing.
Is it Snack on Track? Is that what we're called?
What the hell? We are 3 episodes in and you're asking what the name is.
Snack on Track.
Welcome. Victoria does not know the name of our podcast, but welcome to those of you who do know the name of our podcast. We're back again with episode 3.
Oh, episode 3.
The good news is, honey bun, Michael is super active with the podcast. Michael. I like how I didn't have to cue that at all. I just was like, you know where I'm going.
I do. I always know where you're going.
Since last episode, we've gotten some beautiful requests from some beautiful humans.
Oh, yeah.
About what to talk about. One of them was sarcastically from Tori herself, saying something mean and snotty on the Instagram.
I'll look it up
the
for
Instagram
you.
Question. He basically said
nastiness.
Yeah.
I said something that actually makes sense. On Instagram, we posted a question of what you guys wanted to hear from us. So we're taking those suggestions for this podcast.
All two true suggestions, because Victoria made a mean, snotty, nasty, nasty comment on it. I keep forgetting what you said. It's been like 2 seconds and I forget what you said. So she's nasty and we're going to cancel her from the podcast. So welcome to just one single snack on track.
That can't stay on track.
That cannot stay on track.
So you're the snack, I'm the track.
Yeah, maybe.
So now
you're the brains. You're the brains and I'm just like, I'm not even the looks. I'm just like the unhealthy snack. I'm just like, I'm here if you're just like, there's nothing in my house. Like, there's just like a crumb on the floor and I'm starving.
Here's the thing. You're like, when I think there's nothing in the house and then I open up the pantry and I see like
mug treats. Mug treats.
I was going to say like fucking fruit roll-ups or something.
Hell yeah.
Because like, you're so good. Everyone wants you.
Oh my God, that's really nice.
You're a foot long.
Oh yes, you know I am, honey. Oh, that's like the nicest thing I've ever heard.
So, we had suggestions, and the one we're going to go with today is...
First one, well, I'll do a toss-up. It was between... So, one of them by Amy was about retail stories, and then the other one was from Michael, and he was asking, strangely, Michael, what are you alluding to right now? It was about relationship, whether it's friendships, family, or, like, love relationships. Michael fits in every category in relationships in my life, okay? He's family, he's friend, and he's love.
And what a perfect time it was for him.
Thanks a lot, Michael. What have you done?
Yeah, I just sit home and cry because of Michael's question.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm like, what relationship?
I'm right here.
It's kind of how it is, brother. Brother bear.
I've been demoted from love of my life to
brother.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
You have to really, like, emphasize the
brother.
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 It makes it sound less cool. You don't want to be too cool. You want to just be, like, average. Like, I'm funny.
Not
you
even
have to
average.
Be cool.
I'm below average.
Yeah. No, yeah, me too. I accidentally agreed to what you said, but, like, I see myself below your below average. So, anyway, which one do you want to start with today? Which one do we want to discuss? So, take it away, girl. What is the wildest, saddest, cringiest retail story?
Okay, so my first job, I worked at a shoe store. And this is, like, one of the few stories that I remember from it. But, so, we had these tall shelves, and at the top we put, like, stuff on it that was either out of season or, like, stuff that no one was buying. Because, like, it was an area that you couldn't reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, moving boxes from the floor up there. And I was able to carry, like, 12 to 14 boxes at a time because I would take the shoe boxes and slam them together and then, like, pick them up
mm-hmm.
and walk them up the ladder. And this woman comes over and she's like, asked me where something was. And so I told her, like, what aisle it was in. And, like, I couldn't just stop and, like, take her over there because I was up on this ladder with my hands full. I couldn't just drop the boxes to go mm-hmm. and help her. And in the next aisle over, I hear, oh my God, she's fucking racist. She didn't want to help me. And I was like, is this a joke right now? I have my hands full. And I'm on this ladder, and there were, like, 3 other employees walking around near mm-hmm. me. So out of everyone she could have asked, she asked the person that was the busiest. I told you the aisle I was in. You were looking for a general shoe. You weren't looking for, like, a specific brand. I don't want to hear it. It just made me so mad, because I was like, I told you where it was.
Oh my gosh, I just got a memory from yesterday that I feel like I need to share.
Continue.
I don't know if I should or not.
Is it your Filipino man?
Oh my god, I have to talk about that. Okay, wild story. So I had two jobs. So I told you guys that I left Target, which I did really like that job, and I do have some stories from there as well from just some customers. But I also work at a cafe. And I had the craziest time, and my coworkers, they're gonna be so annoyed that I'm bringing this right back up, because they're like, will you ever stop talking about him? I see you over there being a punk. They're like, why do you keep talking about him? You know what? This is a wild story, and it's a small town, okay? There's not enough drama for me to talk about, and this is just so good. So, I was in there making coffee, and, you know, we were closing, and there wasn't really many people in there that night. But there was this really handsome man who kept coming up to the counter and, like, ordering things and, like...
Wow, I didn't think I was there.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, you are not the handsome man in this story, baby girl. Every other story I tell, pretty much, you're the guy. You're the guy. But, basically, he had, like, the best smile in the world. He was just, like, this beautiful Filipino man. Just dazzling. A dazzling star. And he was just so nice. Like, he was funny, like, we could, like, joke with him, and, like, you know, he kept coming up there, so I kept making jokes, like, oh, you just want to hang out with us, right? Like, just, like, screwing around, feeling wild. He was really nice, and we kept kind of joking around with him, and, I don't know, he, like, asked if we had an Instagram for our cafe, and I told him that we did, and I guess he wanted to tag something, like, us in something that he posted. And, you know, I kind of asked him, because he was like, how long have you guys been in the area? And I was like, oh, we've been here for, like, you know, 6 or 7 years. And he was like, oh, like, I've never been here before. And I said, oh, are you from the area? And he said, well, I've been in the Philippines for 14 years. So, like, no, he hasn't really been in the area. But he said he grew up around, like, Tiff City. Come to find out, the next day, I asked them, I was like, dude, has a guy followed you? Because I was like, this guy was dreaming and super nice, and I was like, but then, like, the next day, I asked them, because my managers run the account, and I was like, hey, has a guy followed you guys, like, on Instagram? And they're like, oh, the famous guy? And I was like, I thought they were just joking around, like, the fact that, like, I don't know, he looked so sparkly and beautiful when he was in there. Not trying to sound weird, but, like, he had, like, a sparkle in his eye and, like, a sparkle in his teeth. Like, he just, like...
He never showed me him.
Oh my god, I have to show you him. So he basically, like, he reminds me of Mario Lopez, like, with the beautiful smile and stuff like that. Like, I was just drawn in, and I was like, this guy's so charming. Like, he literally has a star quality, and it did not occur to me that this guy could actually be famous, because what the heck would someone famous be doing in, like, our small town? And so I was, like, confused by the fact that they were like, oh, the famous guy? And I was like, what? What was his name? And they showed me his Wikipedia page. This guy has a Wikipedia page. His name is Sam Milby. Okay, he's a Filipino actor. I'm shook. He has over 1 million followers on Instagram.
Unlike us.
Unlike us, we have like 13.
If we're lucky, on a good day.
I'm just like, I'm shook, because I was just messing around with this guy, and I was like, dude, you're totally coming up to our counter so much because you love us. And he was like, you know, you guys are pretty cool, and like joking around with us. And I was just messing around with him, and I feel like maybe he thought that I was messing with him because I knew he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. No idea who he was, who he is, but, like, he is a wonderful human.
I'm also wondering if he was flattered to be treated like a normal person. Probably. I don't know how many people, like, swooned over him.
Okay, here's the only thing, is that he went to the bathroom at a certain point, and, like, I was working with my girl Claudia, and so he was, like, kind of off, you know, on the other side of the counter. And so I, like, turned to Claudia, and I was joking with her. I was like, he is dreamy. And just, like, I sound creepy right now, but, like, I was like, his smile is beautiful. Like, stuff like that, just being weird. And so she kind of, like, looked over, and, like, it was kind of, like, the indication that she saw him coming. And so I, like, stopped talking and turned around. And I was, like, just constantly giggling because I was just, like, your heart just kind of gushes a little bit because someone is so, like, charming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess that's with anyone, like, who's charming. It's, like, a contagious, like, I'm laughing because you're, like, super nice to us and we're all playful. You know what I mean?
So that's why you're laughing all the time around me.
That is true. Ah! I cannot help but laugh. So it's, like...
Not because you're uncomfortable.
No. Only sometimes. But, like, it's, like, a contagious thing. So when someone's, like, super nice and, like will laugh with you guys, I don't know. I just kind of have to laugh at them. So he was, like, walking by, and I, like, turned and was laughing. And it was just, like, I didn't know if he was creeped out. I hope he wasn't, but it was just, like, some kind of contagious, like, this guy's really funny. Yeah, he was pretty, too, okay? Look him up.
Just like you.
Thank you. I actually looked okay that day, too. I had, like, dangly earrings.
It's not more than okay every day.
Thank you.
Of course. This is what friendships are for.
Hype me up, girly girl. We're not just friends, though. We got that sexual tension.
Oh, my God. Michael!
Anyway, how can you top that story, my girl? It's not even a competition. It's just, like, that just happened a couple days ago, and I'm still kind of shook.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's literally nothing I can say that tops that. But, so another story I have is where I'm working currently, and I was talking to, she was my associate at the time, she's a manager now, but I was talking to her about how I have, like, so much schoolwork, and, you know, I have so much work, and it just, like, really sucked that I was in class, you know, I was taking 3 classes at the time, so that was, like, 14 hours, and then I was working, like, 20 to 30 hours a week. And that, like, eats up a lot of your time, especially when you're, like, closing all the time. And, like, I never get to see anyone, and that sucked. And then this woman apparently thought she was a part of our conversation. And she goes, well, you should try raising 3 kids and having to go to their soccer games and having to take them to dance class and have to make sure they do their homework. And I was like, first of all, this conversation was not about you. Second of all, you chose to have kids. Mm-hmm. So that is not my problem. And you didn't even bring up about how you work, so that means you're a stay-at-home mom who's just in here trying to make yourself feel better. And I was just like, okay. And I walked away from where she was because I was so over it. I was like, you are not a part of this conversation at all.
It's so. Like a Schitt's Creek. I saw, like, a compilation today. I haven't actually watched Schitt's Creek, but it keeps getting recommended to me. But I saw, like, this compilation, and there was a quote that was, like, your body, your problem, about, like, women having, like, a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Your body, your problem. I think that's funny. But I will tell you. We've had some drama at Target. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, love that place. And I'm not being weird when I say that. Like, I genuinely do like Target. And I was always very, like, serious when it came to security about it. Like, I don't know why. I just always was like, that person's bothering me because I can tell they're being sketchy. And, like, I was always just annoyed. Like, normally you could be like, ugh, you know, shoplifters or whatever. Mm. But, like, even if our security guy, like, was not in at the moment, I would always be like, I would always call my manager and be like, listen, this person ain't getting away with this today, honey. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh, okay? So, basically, there was one day I came in there, and I wasn't even on the clock at this point. Like, I was just in there I forget what I was buying that day.
You're just shopping around.
Yeah, I was just getting something, and there were these girls, which, like, we would get, like, at the time that this was, we would get some new workers, like, every couple months. So I felt like, you know, there's sometimes I would, like, kind of miss out on people getting hired and just wouldn't meet everyone right away. And so I walked in, there was, like, this girl who was hiding behind, like the underwear racks, and she had, like, red and khaki on, and I was like, we don't wear khaki anymore, like, because we made sales, so a lot of wear denim now, and that's, I know, pretty much no one wears khaki now.
Well, yeah, and why would you when you can wear jeans?
Because it's just, like,
you can get dirty faster.
Yeah. And
also ugly.
That's your own problem. I don't know. I just, like, I thought it was weird, and then I saw another girl who was wearing the exact same thing, and I noticed that they, like, were both hiding behind the same rack, and I was like, there's no way, like, these girls don't work here, and I, like, kind of checked and, like, you know, tried to peek behind the underwear racks, and I was like, I don't see anyone's walkies or anything, like, they don't work here, like, they don't have name tags, they don't have anything, and, like, that's not unusual, like, if you're newer, like, you don't always have a name tag right away, like, you'll have, like, maybe the new team member one, but, like, not always, and, so I was kind of skeptical, and then I saw, like, 2 more girls who had also had red and khaki, and I was like, this is a joke. This is an absolute joke. And so I saw some of my friends who were working that night, and I said, what's going on with these girls? Like, do you know what's going on? And they were like, I don't know, they were, like, screaming in the fitting rooms, like, being super loud and rowdy. And so I saw, like, a couple, like, the second set of girls, I guess, were just now coming out of the fitting room with red and khaki on. Like, they had grabbed some red and khaki from our sales floor and put it on in the fitting rooms and were walking out just to kind of pull a prank or something. So they're all running around like crazy, and I was being obnoxious because I wasn't on the clock. I really didn't have anything to lose. I was just, like, I was kind of shouting, like, loud enough so they would hear me, but I was like, these girls think they can get away with this. They think this is funny, but this is just annoying and rude. Like, they're just, like, kind of tearing up our clothes section just to have a joke or maybe distract us from the fact that they're stealing or, like, their friends are stealing across the store, you know? Like, they were sketchy. And so, you know, the girls who were working that night, they were like, no, like, we don't really want to get involved. Like, they're not doing anything wrong, really. And I was like, this is sketchy. Like, you know, I get that they're not, like, that big of a threat, but they are, it's just rude, and it's going to bother me.
Yeah.
So I ended up taking their walkie anyway, and I was like, you know, I called my manager, told them. So basically, I just kind of followed them around because I wasn't on the clock, and then my manager said she would, like, wait by the door. And so, yeah, we just kind of waited and kept tabs on all of them who were in there, but it was just, like, so annoying. And I was just as rude as possible and just would not break eye contact because I was that annoyed over nothing, but it was just stupid.
No, I don't blame you.
I wasn't even on the clock. And I was still like, I'm security tonight. Ah. Hire me on.
I'm screaming. Might get paid more.
Oh my god, can I actually? Oh, I want to be security so bad.
Anyway. I would love to see you as security.
Dude, I would love to tackle. I can't actually tackle anyone, but I would love to dream that I could fight someone. I
feel threatened at all times if you're around.
You already do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought. Do you have like a crazy mall story? Just watching things go by. Like, what's the crate? Like, is there like a screamer? Is there like a crazy shoplifting story that you've experienced?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I have a story from when I worked at the shoe place about like one of my coworkers who, oh my god, she thought she was like all this, and her daddy was a retired police officer, so she was able to get out of everything that would happen.
Sorry, you said daddy, and I, like, perked up.
ew. Anyway, so her father...
Thank you.
Was
That's a little sexual, like, a little more sexual than I wanted.
Her father... Stop it! I'm trying to tell a story, asshole. I was going to call you dick, but then I was like, oh, is that too harsh?
I like that, like, space.
Asshole.
That's my actual first and last name.
I want that on a shirt, ass, dot, 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 hole.
One on each side.
Yes. No, I wear the shirt that says ass. You can wear the shirt that says hole.
Oh my god, that's cute. Like the new best friend necklace, but yeah. It just says asshole.
Yeah.
I like that.
Adorable
hole.
Anyway, so her father is a retired police officer, so she got out of speeding tickets or parking tickets or whatever. Like, she would always be getting out of them. And she would, like, kind of brag about it. And I was like, wow, that's not something to be proud of. But one night, there were, like, three of us closing, and I was just kind of, like, chilling and walking around doing my work, because obviously I'm at work. And I guess she was helping a customer, and she, like, so what at the place, we keep lefts of expensive shoes in the back. And so, like, if someone wants to try the shoe on, we have to go and get it for them and then bring it back out. So this woman wanted to try on two different pairs of shoes with the lefts. So she wanted left and right two sets of shoes. That sounds repetitive, but, like, just clarification purposes. So she went to the back and grabbed both mates and then came out and handed the woman the shoes and then left. And then, all of a sudden, the people leave. And there's one box remaining. Yeah. So security was called. And we're not supposed to leave shoes with these people anyway. Like, she really should have been fired, like, on the spot. Because she did mismeats also. And she, I don't know, she was,
like, leaving them unattended. Just, like, not completing the job correctly.
Yeah. And, like, if I were to leave someone unattended, I would have been, like, you know, if I had to use the restroom or something, I would go and, like, try to grab someone else.
Yeah, you have to find someone else to monitor.
Yeah, I would just be like, hey, by the way, this person that looks like this, that's in this aisle, they have a mate to a shoe, just keep an eye on them, ask them if they need help, you know, mm-hmm. because that's what you're supposed to do.
Like customer service people.
Yeah. Like, it's your job, you know, you need to keep an eye on it, it's mm-hmm. your product, we don't put sensors on our shoes, so
yeah,
easy to steal.
I'll keep that in mind. Total joke. I'd be too nervous with that kind of conscience.
No, I can never.
I'd be too nervous, I'd be like, they're after me.
No one even notices you, they're like, who wasn't here?
I'm just always nervous,
anyway. No, I feel it. But, so she left these people, and then they stole a pair of shoes, and they were a pair of Nikes that were probably, I don't know, I would say $60 to $70.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's, like, ridiculous. Security was called, and she was trying to, like, justify it and say that it wasn't her fault and all this. And it's kind of like, it is your fault. You know the rules. You know it's your job. Like, I don't feel bad for you. But then...
But my daddy!
Oh, that comes into play.
Oh, God.
A few days later, she was trying to get out of it. By having her dad, like, say that he wanted to view the tapes, and he was gonna track them down and all this, and I was like, first of all, it's not that serious for $60 or $70.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it sucks, and they're probably just constantly stealing, but your daughter did something wrong, she needs to own up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to not bail her out every time she does something wrong.
Yeah.
And also, going off on her, she had a new car... I don't know if it was actually new or not, mm-hmm. New to her at least, and I guess she wrecked it within a year of having it, and then she got a new car almost immediately, and I was like, first of all, I know you're not even, you're probably making, what, $10 an hour? Mm-hmm. You cannot afford that, so mommy and daddy are paying that for you too?
Yeah.
And then she goes around and complains about how her sister is using her parents.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that was my birth drama.
Ugh. I know, I'd be pissed.
Oh, no, I am
pissed. Like, all the way.
Just thinking about it.
Snack on track, my angel. We've reached the end.
We have reached the end.
Of the third episode. We love you guys. Michael, thank you for finally responding to us.
Love you, Michael.
But, Michael, we love you. We appreciate you. Come back.
Thank you for the support.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you. Love you guys. Love all you nasty boys.
And
snacks of all sorts. Girly girls.
Girly girls.